Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors, are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Great. The inspiration for today is called When It's Difficult to Be Kind. Sometimes it's difficult to be kind, but amid the stressful moments of your demanding days, you've slowed down long enough to sow seeds of kindness. And you can be sure your friends and family members have been blessed by your compassion. The philosopher Seneca wrote, "Wherever there is a human being, there is an opportunity for kindness. You have used countless opportunities to share a kind word or to lend a helping hand. Thank you." Swiss critic Henri Frédéric Amiel gave this wise counsel, "Life is short, and we have not too much time for gardening the hearts of those who are traveling the dark way with us. Oh, be swift to love. Make haste to be kind. As a compassionate woman, you have always been a little kinder than necessary, and your generosity has not gone unnoticed. The future belongs to those who live and love in the present moment. Author unknown." Great. Tonight I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, so please reply back to me in the basic format. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities, right? We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. So this evening's discussion is out of the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook. We talked previously about several different items in this book, very handy for refreshers. Week before last, we talked about fire hazards, smoke detectors, and fire extinguishers. And so this week, we'll be talking about fire hazards around your home. It's on page 9. Right? Fire is a natural element in forest ecosystems. Today, more people are taking up residence in the forest and rangelands, and thus becoming part of the wildland-urban interface, where the urban environment meets the wild. Residents living in wildland-urban interface areas should be aware of the danger of wildfire and prepare accordingly. There are basically 3 ways that structure fires ignite from forest fires. When fire reaches such intense radiant heat that a nearby combustible starts burning. When the fire burns right up to an object or right to the structure, causing the flames to directly touch and ignite something that will burn. When fiery embers, also known as firebrands, fly through the air and land on the structure or combustible, starting a fire. The home ignition zone includes your home and the immediate area surrounding your home. Up to 200 feet from the home, depending on terrain and vegetation. Keeping your home ignition zone as fire safe as possible will reduce the chance that your home will ignite during a wildfire. On your home, replace wood shake roofs with non-flammable roofing material. Remove leaves and needles from gutters, roofs, and decks. Remove tree limbs that hang over the roof. Keep decks free of flammable lawn furniture, doormats, etc. Screen vents and areas under decks with 1/8-inch metal mesh to keep embers from getting in your house. Store firewood in a safe location, at least 30 feet away from your home and deck. Within 30 feet of your home, maintain 30 feet around your home, lean, green, and clean. Remove dead vegetation and keep dry grass trimmed to 4 inches tall. plants directly near the home should be carefully chosen. Ideally, they should be of fire-resistant nature and maintained, well-watered, and free of dead materials that could ignite during a wildfire. Flammable brush, juniper, for example, should be removed. Within 100 feet of your home, remove dead plants and brush. Remove low branches from trees and shrubs. Mow grass to 6 inches. Tree crowns should be spaced 10 to 15 feet apart to avoid dangerous crown fires. Driveways leading to the home should also be clear of heavy vegetation on either side and should be wide enough to accommodate fire suppression vehicles and personnel. Learn more about keeping your home safe from wildfire at www.firewise.org. Break. So that's our topic of discussion. If you have any ideas or suggestions, please bring them up when I call your name and number, and we'll go from there. At this point, I'd like to call WRMW 211 HOPE. This is a radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRMW 211 Deborah checking for Hope and Sarah and Bethany.
Awesome. It's nice to hear your lovely voice this evening, Deborah. Well, thank you very much for that. We appreciate that. We appreciate your participating. We welcome you back again next week. I know you guys have been really busy, but it's really nice to hear your lovely voice. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRMY 378 Robin, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? RMY 378 Robin, I copy you loud and clear. How do you copy me? Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So the topic that we've been discussing in the past several weeks is about fire hazards. This one happens to be around fire hazards around your home. Is there anything that you'd like to share on this topic or any other topic for that matter, Robin?
No, not really. I can just talk about a brief experience I had one time when I was driving down the road in Williams, and I saw sparks coming out of an uncapped fireplace, and it freaked me out. That's when we were living in there, and that was my first experience of being too close to call for near my house break. So I'm very much an advocate of seeing those screening things over fireplace chimneys and such, because that just nearly took us all down. That was in 92, so long time ago, but still fresh in my mind. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, that's definitely scary when you see something like that, especially in your own neighborhood. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share, Robin?
No, I'm very happy to be part of Patriot Ladies, and I hope that you all have a blessed evening and stay well, because there's some kind of crud going around that I got, and now it's gone. Praise God. Anyway, this is WRMY 378 Robin, and I am monitoring for a minute.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that your crud is gone. I know that it would head you down there for a little while. Well, thank you for sharing that. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. I'd like to check in for WRKP 710 Wanda. She was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJS 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRJS 656 Sylvia, I read you, but there's a lot of static here. I can't hear very well.
Copy that. I'm sorry about that. There is a little bit of static in the background with you as well, but we can hear you. I'm sorry you can't hear very well. I'm hoping that you heard parts of the fire hazard. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Sylvia?
Well, I really don't know what all you've said, but I'm thinking that during fire season, I remember once going over to the neighbors and making sure the cushions were off the chairs on their desk. That's because it's the fire hazard, and I remember moving things like my doormat because it was flammable and it's outside. So that's just a couple little thoughts.
Copy that. Yeah, very definitely good ideas because those things are flammable. That those are good ideas, and thank you for sharing that. Is there anything else, Sylvia?
Well, I hope everybody has a very nice evening and stay warm enough. And I hope you have a nice, safe wood stove fire to keep warm with. Thank you. This is 656 Monitoring.
Awesome. Well, we hope that you have a nice, safe wood stove fire to keep you warm as well. Well, thank you for sharing that, Sylvia. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol. This is radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we've been talking about fire hazards around your home. Is there anything that you'd like to share this evening, Carol?
Well, you covered it really, really well. And the only thing I can say is keep a compass on your phone, that app, so you can go right to it during the fire season, and so you can tell people where the fires are, what direction, and that really is helpful for the fire department.
And what was the name of that app again?
I just got my, got into my apps, and I found where I could get a compass up on my phone, and that's what I did, and it comes in a beautiful compass. And it, I use it every year.
Copy that. Well, thank you very much for that. I know there's a fire app. I can't remember what it's called now. I'm sure other ladies have uploaded that as well, so maybe somebody else can share with that too. Thank you, Carol. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available this evening?
This is Marcia at WQZA 709. And I'm getting tired of this fog.
I totally agree there. I think we're all getting tired of the cold and the fog. And that's not very good for our bodies, I tell you what. Well, thank you, ladies, for both of you for sharing. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRKV 487 Kimber, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy? -487 contact, 359, moving to the next radio check.
This is Kimber 487. I copy. It switched over to the Elk repeater on my radio, so I'm here.
Copy that. I hate when that happens. So the ladies have been talking about fire hazards around your home, and we read out of the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook for refreshing some ideas. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Kimber?
I think you covered that book pretty well, and I just remember living when I lived up higher in the mountains in Arnold, California, where I grew up. That was a huge part of every day. We had so many pine needles, and we had to keep those cleaned up, and that was just a pain in the butt to rake and get them off the roof and all these things we had to do every year. The fire marshal would go around and check that out, and it was just a huge deal. So ever since then, I have been pretty adamant about clearing up around the house. And, yeah, it's just a good idea Other than that, I just want to thank you for doing the net and tell everybody I love them. And I'm really glad to be here with you ladies. And, yeah, the cold is getting tough. Back to net. Thanks, Karen.
Well, thank you, Kimber. Would you like to talk about the Amron net?
Yeah, I'll talk about the Amron net. So I've been pretty busy with the net, the Amron net and the emergency preparedness net on Monday nights. So Amron is Sunday nights at 7 p.m. on this repeater system. And scrambling to get people to use each repeater is an interesting chore and a love, a chore of love. I love doing it. So at Amron, we do the Amron check-in roll call. We do an intelligence brief, and we do the Channel 3 check-ins, practicing talking off the repeater, Channel 3, simplex person-to-person, to get used, people used to using their equipment and connecting to who's around them for in times when you may be in trouble or you can give help to others. Pretty important. Break. After all, being in this radio world, it's really important that we are able to speak to our neighbors who are closest to us, because that may be our only form of communication when everything else goes down and phones go down and everything. So it may be very helpful. There's other things to do, of course, but practice, practice, practice. So Sunday night, 7 p.m. Amron, and then Monday nights at 8 p.m. is the Southern Oregon Emergency Preparedness Net, which we're trying to keep going on all repeaters as well, and scrambling to find control net control stations who will help out. There's a lot of good people stepping up, so thank you to everybody. And I think that's all I have to say. Thank you once again, Karen. Back to net.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing all that, Kimber. We appreciate that. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WROY 384 Diana, I copy.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear as well. So we've been talking about fire hazards around your home out of the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook. And I was wondering if some of the ladies have shared some things. Is there anything you'd like to share about that this evening, Diana?
I do have the Watch Duty app on my phone. When you put in your zip code, and then you'll get notified if there's a fire close to you.
Copy. What was that again?
The Watch Duty app.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you for that. Is there anything else you'd like to share this evening, Diana?
No, that's okay. That's all. This is really a very thorough book. Thanks.
Yes, I believe it's a very thorough book as well, and I think it's really a good thing that we know a lot of this stuff already, but it's always good to have a little bit of a refresher. So. Well, thank you, Diana, for sharing that. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
487, comment.
487, Kimber, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for sorry for the interruption. I just wanted to remind people once again, and I'm sure everybody knows this, but then you have the Christmas trees are being brought in, and keep them watered and make sure that they're, you know, there's always a hazard with lights and Christmas trees and all that. So just something else to keep in mind that Christmas trees go up really, really fast and hard and hot. So anyway, just want to remind people of that. Thank you. Back to net.
Copy that. Very true. That's kind of one of the reasons why I wanted to cover the fire hazards and the fire extinguishers and the smoke detectors and that sort of thing over the last several weeks, because, yeah, it can be a hazard. So, like you said, just keep it watered and just be careful. Be safe. Well, thank you, Kimber. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRPJ 605, copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear, Judy. So the ladies have been talking about fire hazards, page 9 in the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, and we're talking about fire hazards around the home. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Judy?
Well, not really anything more than's already been covered. Just a reminder to keep baking soda in the kitchen. That's a really good thing to put out grease fires. And all fires, I guess, most fires. And then the fire resiliency group that comes out and does clearing, and they make sure that, you know, you've got to clear 100 feet around your house. I'm going to get the name of that, and then come springtime or before the spring, I'll announce it on the air. I still didn't find it. But anyways, that's about it for me. Break. And I can go ahead and introduce the IVARC net. It's on Monday night at 7 p.m. We have three nets. We start on the repeater, and then we move over to radio, FRS, and MERS to be able to practice, as Kimber says, radio to radio to find out who's in your area and find out who you connect with when you need to. It's very, very important information. Thank you for doing the net. Everyone have a good evening. Stay warm. WRPJ 605, monitoring.
Copy that. Well, thank you very much for all that information, Judy. And by the way, ladies, I did send you an email, all of you an email last night with all of the homeopathic cold remedy tips that Judy supplied. She wrote a whole sheet in email. And I don't know if you realize it or not, but I texted all of the texts that the lady sent me regarding their homeopathic cold remedies. So if you didn't get those, either let me know and I can retext them, or I can actually email them to you if you prefer that. So just text me and let me know. Well, thanks, Judy. Thank you for sharing all that. And thank you for doing that for us. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPL 826 Sioux, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRPL 826 Sioux. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We can hear you loud and clear. So I'm assuming you've been listening. We've been talking about fire hazards immediately around your home. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Sue?
Like the never-ending thing, just have to pick up sticks and leaves and everything. And thank God we didn't have no fires last year.
Copy that. Yeah, I totally understand that. That's kind of a never-ending battle. That's you have to mow the grass in the summertime, in the springtime, and then everything starts falling come fall time, and there you go. It's just kind of work after that. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Sue?
I wish everybody happy holidays and hope to talk to you next week.
Awesome. Well, we hope to talk to you as well next week. Well, thank you for sharing that. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.